One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I have no idea how to even begin this episode.
There's too much f***ing shit on me.
What if you were just screaming? Like both of you.
No, that'd be too annoying. Okay. Like, we don't want to open a video with screaming.
Shut up!
How about, I'm gonna move less?
No, no.
Well, they're gonna hear it pretty soon.
Yeah, but it doesn't need to come from our mouths.
Not in the first 30 seconds. Hey everybody, welcome to Flashback with Smosh. You know, we're just two guys hanging out, reviewing some videos, just being ordinary guys.
I love being ordinary.
You know, we're just hanging out. Oh, we don't have Obama. No, that's too bad. We didn't use it last time anyway. It's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I just rubbed my face. I forgot that.
Don't rub your face, man.
Anyway.
That moisturizer.
You look good. You've been moisturizing?
Been moisturizing. I have a couple craters going on today, but
acne.
Issues that we all have. It happens, man. How about you?
Oh, you know, I've been good. I've just been hanging around.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I wanted to get some inspiration for this video, so I went to the Moon Museum.
Yeah.
And I stole myself some lunar sand.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And then I decided to eat it.
Mm.
Apparently, you're not supposed to do that because this happens.
Yeah, and I was also doing an experiment where I was eating like different types of silvers and
colloidal liquid. Silver.
Yeah, and I just wanted to see what it would do to the human body for thinking about making a video about how it affects the human body.
Oh, they made a video already.
What's it called?
It's called Love Has Won, The Cult of Mother God.
Oh, okay. So it's already been done. I don't need to drink more silver.
It's fucked up.
So today we are watching a video with a controversial title.
An unfortunate title. But you insisted on an alliteration. But I think it was probably better than the title that I had suggested.
We do not need to talk about the title that you initially suggested for this video. But we went with one. Let's just say this is a better title.
Yeah.
And the alliteration works really well.
The title of this video has been changed since, right?
No.
Or is it still this?
Okay, it's still
so
this.
The title of this video that we're covering today is called Molester Moon. You know, we thought it would be fun to create a like horror movie around like an emoji. And,
yeah. Well,
and
I remember one day we had the list of emojis. It was a newer emoji at the time, I think. And you were like, what the fuck is that?
Dude, the original moon emoji, because they changed it since.
I think updated it. It looks a little bit more polished.
Yeah, it's a little less creepy.
It's still creepy, but not as creepy.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just like, what is that? That is the scariest thing ever. And then I think that's kind of like what inspired us to create a horror movie trailer.
Yeah, and we're like, how do we make this into a horror movie?
It's the same emoji.
No, it's different though.
This is the only emoji I've ever seen.
Look at its freaking smile.
It's a little updated. It's a little different.
Look at its freaking smile.
I stand by that.
That moon's up to something.
Yeah, no, he's up to no good. So we base this entire video around an emoji of a moon looking a little creepy.
Looking a little sus. Anything else we should prep people for?
If you don't like hearing the M word.
Oh yeah, I guess like
skip the video.
Okay, actually, legitimately, trigger warning.
It's a little.
It gets a little assaulty, just say.
There are fucked up implications. Let's take a look at this.
Let's take a look
horror
at
horror movie.
And marvel at how we still have jobs.
Let's go.
Oh, I just tasted the paint. I thought I had a text message. actually, I remember when this came out, a bunch of people commented that too. They're like, I thought I was getting text messages.
At the beginning of the video?
Yeah, especially if you're watching on your phone.
And all those sound effects have been updated since then.
True.
Those are not the same sound effects.
I still react to it though.
It's like a ghost limb.
Look, I just sent you an emoji of a fire truck farting.
Nice. I'm gonna send you an emoji of a chick farting on an old man's face.
Wait, what the frick is this other thing?
Yo!
Oh, yeah.
That moon looks like it wants to molest somebody. Wait.
Oh, wait. We got around. We're like, it's a little bit creepy to keep saying that word over and over. So yeah. We're like, oh, we'll just say molest most of the time.
Yeah, yeah. It is less scary and like threatening sounding.
It's like molest. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys talking about molester moon?
The third arm.
Oh, yeah. I love that bit.
Yeah, it does look pretty molestery.
Legend has it that if you send a friend molester moon 3 times, they'll then get a series of emojis which will tell them how molester moon is gonna kill them.
Wait, so does it have to be over 3 separate texts?
Or can you do it in the same message?
I don't know.
Like, can it be interspersed with other things?
Yeah, can you be like, law molester moon, law farting cat?
No, I don't know, just don't do it.
We love farting.
Fart, there's lots of fart jokes.
Yeah, cause that, I mean, like the fart emoji was like a revolution in emoji, like, use.
Yeah, you could add that little puff of smoke to anything and yeah. It becomes the farting version of it.
Like, is it supposed to be wind or something?
I don't even know,
like,
what it's supposed to be.
Whatever it is, like, I bet they didn't realize the Pandora's box that they opened when they created the fart emoji.
There were so many Pandora's boxes that were opened with emojis. The peach emoji?
Yeah, for
the
real.
Eggplant emoji?
Or do you think, like, the creator was like, let's make it look a little bit like an ass.
So it's a little bit like a huge purple dong.
Dong.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, it makes me wonder if they did know because it's too perfectly ass-shaped. Right? I feel like it's more ass-shaped than a peach. Peaches are not that perfectly ass-shaped. Peaches are not that perfectly ass-shaped.
I don't know, bro.
You seen some pretty good looking peaches?
I've seen some pretty tantalizing peaches in my day.
Hell yeah. Do you want me to call you by my name?
I could eat a peach for hours. Sorry, we're just...
All right, let's go.
We're cutting this out.
Let's go.
What was that?
He said a molester moon 3 times.
Why would you do that?
Well, look, he's not a main character, and he's a minority, so he's pretty.
I got minority jokes.
I'm not a minority.
Really? Then why are you subtitled?
Oh my god!
Just randomly subtitled Spanish.
I got a message from molester moon.
What?
These emojis don't even make sense.
Nice prank, Ian. Not.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't send that.
Can we all just go to bed? Being a minority is super tiring.
Wait. Actually, like, that's pretty woke.
That, we were trying to play into to these realistic things and have it seem like it was, like, we're trying to flip the joke on its head. Of, like...
Were we?
Yeah.
Okay.
You weren't?
I don't remember. I don't remember my intents for jokes, but I'm, like, that line is, like, I've heard that. I've heard that before.
Being a minority is tiring. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel like one of the things that I really enjoyed doing that I wanted to make sure we did as much as we could is, like, the joke would be, like, oh, it's the generic offense, like, edgy joke about the minority. But then it's, like, no, this is actually, like, commentary on how people say it's difficult when it's a constant thing on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Pee-pee before sleepy.
Oh, yeah.
Me too. Poo-poo before
sloop-poo.
Sloop-poo.
Yeah, that was oh my God. Just a random joke of me being naked.
Bonjour. ¿Quién es?
And he speaks
no.
Three languages.
No.
Yeah.
I do not want. Oh yeah, his ass.
Oh dude, what the hell happened? Wait, check his phone.
Oh. I got it. He got a text from Molester Moon that says, "Fry ear donkey plus pizza up rooster."
Joe, look, his ass is all burnt up. Wait a second. Jesus! Someone chopped up his wiener!
Oh, I get it. It's fry your ass and slice up cock. It's freaking clever.
So Molester Moon is real.
Awesome.
What? No, that's not awesome at all. That's like the Hitler of awesome. Which isn't very awesome.
Hitler of awesome?
The Hitler of awesome?
Like, it's like... What?
The Hitler of awesome.
That still gets me though. You're like, which is not awesome. It still gets me.
Should we sell that shirt?
What?
The Hitler of awesome.
Like no. Like next to the awesome shirt.
Like, you give it to somebody.
No.
You give it to somebody that like you think is not awesome. And you're like, there you go. You're the Hitler of awesome.
I kind of don't think anyone would buy that. Do you want to do an experiment?
I don't think anybody would buy it.
But you just want to sell it.
I'm just saying this as a bit.
You want to?
I don't really believe this.
You want to sell it, but you don't think anyone will buy it.
Yeah, nobody will buy that.
You just want to up on the store, kind of like our Dickopedia shirts that we sold.
Look, I spoke very strongly against selling the Dickopedia shirts.
No, you did not. No, you did not.
I did.
Internally.
I said nobody's gonna buy this.
Hello, Elon Musk. We own Dickopedia.com. Give us $1 billion.
It's true.
And I was right.
Yep.
How did you come up with those emojis?
Well, yeah, we wanted to create like a fun little puzzle game. So
yeah.
So we were like, oh, like what's the, like, I forget the, like those kind of like word games where it's like pictures and you're like, you have to say, if you say it out loud, then it creates like a phrase.
Yeah, yeah. I remember going through all of the different emojis. I was like, fry, okay.
Yeah.
Fry. And I was like, we were going through like, how could this sound like another word? I think that bit probably took some of the longest, like the most amount of time is just like figuring out how we could get a string of emojis to sound like one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Slice up cock.
Slice up cock?
Yep. And I'm eating some Cheerios straight out of the bag, straight out of the freezer.
A midnight snack at a time like this.
Well, duh, I'm hungry and it's a sleepover, is what you do.
Okay, and who invited her?
Oh, God.
We could use a little sex appeal.
What?
Oh, God.
Wait, what movie?
This creepy moon face sent me a bunch of emojis.
You sent her the Molester Moon too?
Well, I didn't want her to feel left out.
Ah! Dang it. I missed my mouth and got it.
This makes me cringe so hard.
I guess because like the whole thing is like in the, what the fuck?
This makes me cringe so hard.
Has that happened to you before?
Yeah, so this is
based on a true story. Ever happened to you? Well, I mean, I think what we were going for was like in scary movies, we're like looking at the tropes. We're like, scary movies always have a minority in it that dies first.
Well, it was the tropes of the time. I think they've changed since then.
They flipped it on the head.
Yeah.
But back then, they always had like, it would usually always be like, oh, the black guy like dies first. They split up and then he dies. And then they always have like the, you know, sexy character that usually winds up dying in the middle of some kind of sexualized scene.
Yeah, I think the joke is like in a Jason movie. If you're having sex, you're gonna die.
Right. Yeah. Any slasher movie, if you have like the, you know, attractive lady, they always like wind up getting killed in not a nice way.
And it's literally just for the sex appeal aspect of it. And they usually use that to market it in some way.
Right, yeah. Also, this is nobody eats whipped cream like this. This is unreal.
Speak for yourself.
This is unrealistic.
You don't eat whipped cream like that? You don't put it on your chest first and then eat it?
I completely forgot about this.
It's
cringing.
Even though it's playing on tropes, I feel like there's a way to spin it a little bit further that we would do now. But anyway, let's continue. Let's see what happens with the whipped cream in this situation.
I think I get the sex appeal thing now.
This steamy bath should get rid of the stain. I just hope there aren't any electrical objects nearby that might electrocute me while I'm in here. Just like this text message foreshadowed.
I like the shadow.
The shadow after the foreshadow.
Okay.
And the phone.
I do appreciate that she has all of her clothes on.
Yeah.
I do appreciate that. So.
Oh, we're getting a round of applause from Aaron for the clothed hot woman.
Because whenever we wind up in the bathtub, we're
undressed. Well, no, you'll be wearing like swim shorts or.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the person that's been the most naked in this so far has been me. When I went
up. Oh, yeah. Your whole ass was out.
Yeah.
Yeah. We objectified your
ass. So, also, it's just funny, the idea of somebody taking a bath in jeans.
Yeah, it's so
funny and also really disgusting.
Yeah. Just the sopping wet nature getting out of it.
We have to call the cops.
You do that, and I'll send you the Molester Moon.
You don't have the guts.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Idiot! You've doomed us all!
And then you send it back.
Whatever.
Ooh, Molester Moon's gonna get me!
What the hell do you think this one means?
Oh, that's super easy. It means that you're gonna get ran over by a car while you're Christmas tree shopping.
No, dude, I'm pretty sure it means a guy's gonna pick me up, take me to the forest, and stick his thumb up my butt.
What? Oh, God!
I'm gonna molest you!
Oh, my God. Run.
Get him, Elise!
Oh, you have to turn this hallway. Yeah.
No, just look out for random objects. The people getting chased always trip over them.
More than generic tropes.
Yeah.
Oh. Come on, man, get up. Watch where you're going.
Oh, yeah.
I love this.
Yeah.
Doesn't one of us? Yep, I act like I fall on the cone of my ass. And you have to drag me away and you fall.
I just love him as the moon, just doing nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it! I'm still gonna molest you!
His voice cracking.
F*** it! I'm gonna go molest somebody else!
Oh my God.
His smile.
Best sleepover ever.
Night of the Creep Moon? Oh, jump scare!
Wow.
As crazy as that was, and as much as I might say we would do things differently, that was very funny.
Yeah.
That was very funny.
What was your favorite part?
Probably the scene of us falling over. I don't know. There was a lot of good parts. I liked us walking out. I like the minority joke, then us walking out to find the guy had his ass fried.
Oh, yeah. I wish there was like more people that we could have like killed.
Yeah, I felt like it
like
needed
more like play with like the little emojis. But I think we're having trouble like coming up with the
emoji. Oh, the emoji play. Yeah, that was some of the most fun, was like figuring out what the string of emojis meant.
Yeah.
This makes me want to make a new horror video.
Make a new
that incorporates.
Do a new Molester Moon?
Yeah, new Molester.
New Molester Moon.
Molester Moon 2.
Oh.
It does make me want to make a new horror video of some kind.
Yeah, we did technically make. We did kind of make a Molester Moon 2.
Oh, Sexual Son?
Yeah.
We did make Sexual Son.
And that was Courtney.
Courtney was playing Sexual Son.
Yeah. There's an unfortunate scene in there that.
There is.
Probably.
Scene. Yeah, so probably won't be watching that one.
Probably won't be watching that one.
There is an unfortunate scene.
Wait, do we have bloopers?
Yeah, we got bloopers.
Oh, let's go right into bloopers.
Behind the scenes, the making of. Bless you.
Thank you. I got moon sickness.
So today we're going to be shooting Molester Moon. I think that the whole thing started because...
Damn, I just rubbed my nose.
No, we were texting Mari.
Yeah, we were texting Mari.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
We realize,
huh? We're texting Mari?
He said that we were texting Mari, I guess. Let's see what we say.
No, we were texting Mari. Yeah, we were texting Mari, and we realized that there's this moon emoji that looks just creepy as fuck. Yeah. So we kept sending it to her. Everyone needs to know about the creepy, creepy moon.
How's that smile?
God. We had to make this video to get the word out on how creepy this molester moon is.
Lee. He was usually crew.
Yeah, he worked with us behind the scenes, and we were like, "Hey, you want to play his wacky character?" And
he was always down. He's also the guy that got shot into the pool like 50,000 times.
Oh, Man Spider.
In Man Spider, he's that guy.
I'm an old man. That's disgusting. Oh, I got him on ask you! Damn it! I'm gonna go molest somebody else! Ow!
Oh.
Oh, he hit his foot.
Spider!
I'll take care of it for you, sweetheart.
Help me!
That's a brand new couch.
Thank
man.
You. That's a brand new spider. You're on my couch!
Oh, sorry. I was like, why is someone moving? I didn't realize he was panning.
Oh, I never brushed my teeth today. Does that bother
you? No. I had a barf burp.
Jesus, you had a barf burp?
As long as it didn't come out of your mouth.
Yeah, you know. It was those barf burps.
Well,
okay.
And both of us are coming and crapping?
Yes.
Sorry. I'm sorry. What?
What? Wait. What did we... What? Wait, why were we saying that?
And both of us are coming and crapping?
Wait, why? What was the context?
I assume he's saying, like, we're saying, like, oh, we're both going to, like, come into the scene and we're crapping or something like that.
I think he said rapidly.
Oh, I thought he said, and both of us are coming and crapping.
I thought that's what he said, too. Both of us are coming in rapidly.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
And both of us are coming and crapping?
Yes.
I heard coming and crapping.
I'm hearing coming and crapping.
I'm hearing coming rapidly.
What are you guys hearing at home? Let us know down in the comments below what you think I said there. Am I saying both of us are coming and crapping, or are we saying both of us are coming in rapidly?
I need you to tell us what you think that we were referring to. I can't imagine... the context in which that made sense.
No.
Also, look how hilarious we are. We have a mustache magnet on the fridge.
Did you make that shirt?
Period suck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, on the back it says, commas rule.
Oh. Mm-hmm. It's very Chad from High School Musical. I don't know if you get that reference.
Nope.
Oh. Okay. No. Any High School Musical stands out there?
Chad coded?
Oh, is cool. Anthony Chad coded?
The shirt is.
I'm a Chad. Giga Chad, let's go.
Okay. But no, I like how that's on my table.
North and south magnets work on an actual polar opposite. When you combine the two, they have spontaneous combustion, and after they are done combusting, they actually combine back in to create an atom, and that is actually magnetism. That is how magnets work. Thank you.
Wait, are you guys talking about...
Oh, the hand.
Molester moon. Legend has it that if you text someone the molest, legend has it that if you send a friend,
dude, it was hard to remember a single line.
Why? It's so weird.
I don't know.
We never run into that now. We never run into a single line being that difficult.
I think we're somehow better at memorizing lines. I don't know why it was so hard for us back then.
What was it?
To like deliver one single line.
I mean, I will say it probably was because we were so overworked. Like, we were constantly, like, we were releasing one of these a week. We were pulled apart in so many different directions.
I think it was my helmet hair was blocking out the 5G signal.
Yeah.
And I think, like, now that my hair is shorter, the 5G is getting to my brain, which helps me perform at a higher level.
It's like caffeine for the soul.
Yeah, that's actually how they advertise 5G. Mm-hmm. They said 5G caffeine for the soul.
That makes sense. Yeah, yeah. You're a very low performance male.
Yeah.
With that bull hair.
Oh yeah, low value male.
Low value.
Yeah.
So this is the scene where we find out that he has a fried ass and is sliced up, according to the legend. So we have to get. He already has got a bloody crotch.
Ew!
I like how we didn't even see that.
We pixelated that. Ew! This is so unnecessary.
Because it gets all pixelated. I guess we thought maybe it was like too much.
But I owe you some new pants too.
We didn't even see that.
Looks like he had his ass burned and. Oh, awesome! What? That's not awesome at all. A little bit. No.
Did you improvise the Hitler of Awesome line, man?
How do you slice up somebody's? Like,
because that was
your mom's
different.
Pants probably have looked like this at one point in her life.
Yeah, I think
too far, Anthony.
I think I did improv it, and that's why it wasn't funny. I must have improv that line, and we were like, I guess it's funnier than saying it's not awesome.
Yeah, I think we just had it's not awesome.
We're like, oh, I guess like anything, any kind of joke is better.
And that's how Hitler of Awesome makes it into a video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, look, we were overworked. Okay. Okay.
And you had the.
You can't expect every joke to be a banger. Maybe when was this? 2012.
14.
Maybe in 2014 that joke was hilarious. You know.
Also, you weren't getting the 5G signals.
Again, I wasn't getting the 5G signals. Wasn't that makeup artist the one that won Face Off?
Oh, I think she did win Face Off.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
She is drawing
charred ass.
Yeah, charred ass. Crazy.
Put her skills to good use.
Good period suck!
That's very fitting.
Wow. Dang it! I missed my mouth and got it all over my new shirt. Dang it! I missed my mouth and got all over my new shirt and chest hair.
Wait, what?
They're the other people that are auditioned for that role.
And got it all
yeah.
Over my new shirt.
That made me so uncomfortable.
Yeah, you were standing there.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You got a little bit on your shoulder. Yeah. You got it.
Got it.
You got
That's it. So that we legit just use real whips.
Okay, so we're gonna film the outside part, and it is 34 degrees outside.
I don't wanna
that was cold for
That's
Sacramento.
That's extremely,
okay.
Extremely yeah. Cold for California.
Oh wait, 34 degrees, by the way, is like 1 degree for all you Celsius folks.
Yeah. Let's go freeze our tits off.
Where are we running?
I don't know. Just look out for random objects. The person getting chased always trips over them.
Dude, Ian!
Seeing us fall over nothing?
Yeah.
I was complaining about it being cold that much?
It's kind of worse for Lee, who's playing the Molester Moon, because morph suit he's wearing, it's like you're wearing nothing at all.
It's so damn cold. Like, it's so damn cold.
Where'd it go, Lee?
I'm trying to hide in my asshole.
We show close-ups of crotches. When did you get some of the cheer?
I don't think we ever use
no
slow mo.
No.
Why did we shoot that slow mo?
I thought the movie could use a little sex appeal, so I invited my grandma's cousin, sister's brother's wife's aunt's sister's brother's son.
Something seems off about that.
Jesus Christ.
I shit my pants.
That was awesome. I love this video. I hope it's as good as it feels it was.
How was your time, Molester Moon?
Are you disappointed you didn't get to molest anyone for reals?
I was pretty disappointed, yes.
Well, he might have molested our minority friend.
Oh,
yeah. Just a little.
Favorite part? I was getting my sphincter brushed by the makeup artist.
It was freezing tonight, but Jesus. Bad at the time. During Man Spider. Do you guys remember Man Spider?
Oh, look at that.
Into the pool
I mentioned
at,
it.
It was like 30 degrees outside.
Oh
yeah,
there he is.
Yeah, there we go.
Good on you, Lee.
Would you say that this was worse or better?
This was a lot better. Oh, so much better.
Bye, everybody! Bye, assholes.
Awkward. To see the most clever...
That was
I gotta end every video with, bye, assholes!
Bye, assholes!
Bye, assholes!
That was an adventure.
Wow.
Well, it was a good video. I said, I hope this video is as good as I hope.
Was it? Did it live up to your
I think
you
so.
Remembered it?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was it was packed full of jokes.
Packed full, chock full.
Chock full of jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything you'd change?
Yeah, a few things I might change. Yeah. Yeah, a few things. Yeah. I feel like the hot woman joke, it just felt like it just wasn't playing into anything. It was just like, here's a trope, and we're gonna lean into it as hard as we can. It didn't really feel like it spun it on its head. I feel like the minority joke worked because we spun that on its head.
Yeah.
And I would have loved to have more of the, I think the funnest part to watch was deciphering the emoji. So I agree, we would have had more of that now.
Yeah.
And with more cast. I think it would have been, we would have been able
yeah,
to do that.
Yeah, I feel like I wanted to see like more people die.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the bit with us falling over a bunch of stuff was good, but I just feel like the pacing, I don't know. I feel like the pacing was kind of slow during some parts, and we kind of could have got through more deaths and showed the interesting emoji translations.
Yeah.
What about you?
I agree with all those things. I just got distracted. Do you know that your face is gray?
What do you mean?
Like, your face is, like, gray.
Oh, that's from drinking the silver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, drink silver.
Oh, I forgot about that. Crazy. So, if I were to rewrite this, I would call it, like, Creepy Moon.
Oh, you changed the name?
Yeah, I'd call it Creepy Moon. He wouldn't ever, like, physically harm anybody. He would just always be like looking in on things. So it's like, yeah. So it's like, you know, we're having a sleepover and we like send the creepy moon. And then one of us is like, I'm gonna go take a pee-pee. And I go
pee-pee before sleepy.
And then you like go to go pee-pee and then you look over the shower and creepy moon's there. And he's like, I see you peeing. And it's like, no, creepy moon. And then maybe that person like steps back and then they like trip on something and then they die. And then like one of us is like, oh no, creepy moon got us. And then one of us goes to like go journal or something. They go to write in their diary.
Right, practicing mental health.
Yeah, and creepy moon comes up and is like, creepy moon, I see you writing in a journal. You're a boy. Boys don't do that.
Because he's sexist?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and has like, I mean, he just has a lot of, like, toxic ideas of, like, masculinity.
Right, right.
And the patriarchy. Mm. And so just, like, really, like, it bring, like, Creepy Moon does more to, like, just, like, shame men.
So it's like a toxically masculine.
Yeah. Like Creepy Moon is really just there to like enforce the patriarchy and enforce like those systems that already exist.
Right.
And so just like, let's say that was your character and you're like, no, I'm a man. And then you like throw your journal away. And because you do that, then you don't like resolve certain issues.
And it comes out in
other ways? Yeah, and it comes out in other ways.
Okay.
And so, like, it just makes your life, like, just slightly worse.
So
and,
creepy
and, like,
moon.
And all the people around you that have to interact with you, slightly worse because you're taking it out in other ways, you know?
Right. So it's like a slow burn, this creepy moon.
It's a slow burn. This is kind of like... Yeah, like if this came out on VHS, it would come out on two VHSs. It's like Titanic or It, the old It.
Right.
I'm like, I gotta go to the grocery store, and I'm going to the grocery store and I buy like some GMO corn.
Oh.
And Creepy Moon's like, that's not organic. So it's like he kind of like. Creepy Moon's politics are all over the place.
Right.
And that's what makes it so scary.
Because you can never predict it.
You can never predict it. And that's what's so scary. Because, like, you know, we always put people into very specific political boxes, right, which helps us like understand those people better.
Right. But you're able to kind of get an idea, a read on them before they even speak.
Yeah. But when like somebody, they're all over the political spectrum,
mm-hmm,
like you don't know what to expect. And that is the scariest thing.
That ever is scary. So like maybe you just finished, you know, eating out of a to-go container, and then you throw it in the trash, and it's like, you should have washed that, you could recycle that!
Yeah.
And you're like, well, it's a lot of work, because, and then, you know, not everything that you put gets actually recycled, because it's really just, like, too much for people to recycle. It's like, you should do it! And it's like, kind of like, hits your morals, and it's layered, you know, yeah. You could never predict what Creepy Moon is gonna shame you about next.
And then you get on a plane, right?
Yeah.
And then the moon's like, I wouldn't do that, the pilot's a woman. And you're like, bro, like she went through the same school as, and he's like, are you sure?
And then
it's really just like annoying.
Right, the next thing you know, you're
And then you don't get on the flight, and then you miss the flight, and that was the flight for like, you were gonna get, you're going to the job.
Yeah, and you get on the next flight, and you're like, maybe I can make it, and then the moon is there as well, and they're like, do you have any idea how much CO2 goes out into the atmosphere?
Exactly.
And you're like, okay, so now...
Okay, I guess I'll walk.
Okay, yeah, and then there's no way for you to even get there, and you can't really contribute to society anymore, and you're feeling bad about yourself, and it's like, you're a lazy piece of shit! And you're like, I can't do anything right.
I know, it's the scariest.
That really is just like this perpetual loop of feeling shame.
Yeah. Feeling shame, environmental shame, and just toxic masculinity, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, I think that's the moon that 2023. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, do you know what? Did you know that it's
No, that was for 2023.
Oh, there's a new version?
Yeah, there's a new version. This moon, this year, every time that you send that text, either another animal goes extinct or there's another natural disaster.
Damn.
That's the horrors of 2024.
Damn. And then 2025, it's gonna be the toxically positive moon. And it's gonna be just so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
It's like, you're gonna have a good day today. It's like, shut the fuck up. It's like, have you said your affirmations yet? And you're like, okay, I get it. Have you written in your journal? It's like the opposite, but also shameful.
And 2026 moon is AI.
And that's
his totally fingers crazy. Still fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, still weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2027 moon. 2027 moon is back to the molestation jokes. Because comedy is cyclical, and I think the world is going to be ready for Molester Moon in 2027.
Right, the full circle.
The full circle.
Mm-hmm. It was I felt a tidal wave of laughter from from everyone.
Tidal wave? 'Cause the moon?
That's right. That's
causes right. Changes in the tide.
That's right. I think it's high tide that we
it's high tide.
Continue this video and move on from this subject.
You mean end the video? Oh, that's a cool song that's playing. If you want to hear your song, just submit your song to us on our members only Discord. Oh my gosh.
Dance moves are cyclical as well. This is back. Raise the roof.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.